The Pittsfield Historical Commission has identified more than 25 buildings with historic and community significance deemed to be endangered. The current list includes older homes, mills, schools, and churches selected for their history and potential economic impact if maintained and in many cases reclaimed. Pittsfield City Planner C.J. Haas explained the project's purpose.
Instead of waiting to the point where the Historical Commission is reviewing a proposed demolition of a property when it's too far gone to be salvaged, and not to say that that still can't happen in the future, this is an effort to try to identify properties that may become endangered and raise awareness of them and try to come up with solutions where practical to address some of the issues that are making them potentially endangered.
The list was compiled using input from City Hall, the Historical Commission, and more than 100 properties put forward by the public. Elizabeth Rara of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission is the project's consultant and put together 4 pages of content on each property.
The very thing that makes these buildings special and important are the very things that make them challenging to reuse in other ways.
A number of churches, the First Congregational Church in downtown's Park Square, the First Church of Christ Scientist, and the vacant St. Mary the Morning Star on Tyler Street, made the list. Rara says she's heard of church sharing, where small congregations share space within the same building. She says the First Church of Christ Scientist, a 1905 building on Wendell Avenue, only has 15 congregants. Rara offered some further use options.
This one also sits in the downtown arts district. You know, really getting engaged in the arts community and opening the space up could not only help encourage the use of the building, but also for them potentially attract new congregants, which would then in turn help, you know, preserve the building in the future.
Meanwhile, the Masonic Temple, built in 1914, is on the list and on the market. Standing in the shadow of the Masonic Temple and a realty sign, across South Street is the Colonial Theater, and further down the street is the Berkshire Museum, leading right into Park Square, showing that this really is the main thoroughfare into downtown Pittsfield. Former schools and Pittsfield's current police station are among the endangered properties. The early 19th century Pontusic Mill Complex is one of a number of industrial sites left over from yesteryear. Rara says the size of the buildings is one of the primary challenges.
Probably the integrity of the smokestacks should be checked at some point. But in speaking with the owner, his biggest concern is that there's a lot of water on the site because of the way the site is laid out. So that's one of the challenges that he sees moving forward, is just the sheer layout of the property. They are occupied. They're not completely vacant or abandoned. They are what I would consider underutilized. But it is a site to consider in the future for possible commercial use, retail use, light industrial. He would like to see maybe residential someday. That would require some sort of zone change in the future.
Now that the Historical Commission has identified the most vital properties, what can be done? Rara says Pittsfield does have a National Register Historic District, which includes Park Square and parts of downtown, but no local historical districts. She says those can lead to permanent preservation of buildings.
Creating a study committee, doing study reports, having public meetings like this, it requires a vote of city council, writing the legislation itself, determining what is going to be on, you know, what pieces of a building are going to be regulated. Each local historic district would have its own particular guidelines for what is unique and special about that building.
Moreover, Rara says the catalog of buildings, which includes structural conditions, assessed values, and identified improvements, can be used as a marketing tool by City Hall.
And you would hope that if someone gave them a call and said, you know, I'm thinking about relocating to Pittsfield, I need a building that's, you know, a certain square footage and this kind of thing, they could flip through and pull one out and say, look, I have the perfect building for you. And that's one of the tools that this can be used for. And not just for the city, you know, it could be used by realtors.
Meanwhile, Pittsfield voters will decide in November whether they want the city to adopt the Community Preservation Act. It would place a 1% surcharge on tax bills, with some exemptions, to support local, citizen-driven preservation and restoration projects. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.